Kyle Chisholm, Daytona, your home race. You had to go to the LCQ, which is never good. Did it bug you a little bit for the main?
Yeah, it was a bummer. Obviously, here, it's a tough race, so you want to be rested more if you can. In the heat race, though, in the second corner, I didn't have a very good start, but I think I still could have made it through okay. And Alessi fell like right in front of me, hit his bike and tipped over, so we were last. Got up to like 11th, so I was close. I think another lap, a couple guys right in front of me. So I was pushing, trying to get in so I could avoid the LCQ. But
I mean, you're old. You can't be doing extra ups.
I know, and this week, I haven't been able to ride much the last 2 weeks from my crash in Detroit. So this week, I rode quite a bit Tuesday because I could finally ride, good enough to ride. I tested the tires Wednesday all day. Practice Wednesday. I went Supercross Wednesday. Yeah. Practice night track Wednesday night. Raced local race Thursday night. Then did stuff at home and then drove over here. So I had a lot of riding this week. So, yeah, the LCQ wasn't ideal. But with that said, I struggled on the bike. We made a change for the last practice. So it was nice to get a little extra track time. And I think it helped me for the main event. And I felt good. I feel like I'm in pretty good shape. So I don't think it hurt me too much in the main. I think it helped me to get some extra seat time.
You've seen a lot of Daytonas in your life here. What do you think of the current iteration of it?
I liked it this year. Like 2 years ago. Last year, it was okay. I think I don't really remember.
Yeah, last year was the improvement over the bolt turn.
Two years ago, 17. It was like 10-foot straightaway turn, 10-foot straightaway turn. And like on a 450, especially in the sand, you're just like inside. You don't get going enough. So tonight, it was a lot of long straightaways and not many corners. But when the straightaways are long, it lets you kind of build up. Like, you can stay close to somebody in a corner, and if you can carry a little bit more speed through the whoops or whatever, you can eventually make a pass by the end of the straightaway. So I like it better. I thought it was technical enough. With the long straightaways, the other thing, you don't want it to be too fast. I thought it was technical enough that it slowed it down, so it was pretty safe. But then, like I said, the straightaways are long enough to open up and let us actually get going. So, yeah, I was happy with it. The track was tough. The dirt was pretty soft. I think they had rain earlier.
It looked sandier than a normal Daytona. Not as much square edgy.
It was a lot more of the black dirt, not much of that clay, obviously. So the jumps were really spongy. So even though they prepped a lot of it before we went out, it still rutted up pretty good. But, I feel good. I've been feeling better on the bike. I didn't have much time in the offseason, obviously, with my knee injury. So feeling better on the bike. We made some improvements and trying to stay healthy so I can just practice during the week and get a little better. I'd like to get into the top 10 and 15th tonight, so it was okay. But I'd like to just get up there a little bit more and try to finish out strong these last half of the season.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.